right. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here at 720 WGN. We are playing Never Have I Ever, 312-981-7200. The phone number, you can text, you can call in. You can tell us what you've never done. It's a pretty simple concept, right? 312-981-7200. We are giving away a pizza tonight to the one that is the most revealing, explorative, opening. I forgot which one we did last week, but I think the idea was we felt like it meant a lot to say never have I ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of great ones on the show. There's no doubt about it. I love it. Never Have I Ever Seen Star Wars is one of the big ones. It's always never have I ever gone through the drive through fast food.
Oh yeah,
that was one. I was like, wow.
There was one that never had potato salad. I enjoyed that one.
That's so hard. I think I ate a full thing of potato salad on Monday.
Oh man, I love potato salad.
Yeah, it was so good. Right. Oh, so good.
My wife gets so mad at me when we go grocery shopping, I just look longingly at all the different potato salads. I'm saying, come on.
It's been 35 minutes in the potato. There should be a boutique store, right, in Chicago. It's just potato salad. You know, they have that stuff for, like, macaroni and cheese. Remember that was a fad where it's like, it's only macaroni and cheese. It's only baked potatoes.
Yeah, there's a new shop up in Rogers Park, Macaroni and Cheese Shop.
See? We should do that's a different segment. Never have I ever been in a potato salad boutique. All right, we're getting some good stuff. Let's get to it tonight. I'll start us off. Let's go to the text. I've got Scott says in 920. Scott says, "Never have I ever seen a James Bond movie." Wow, I can understand that. That's a genre. And to be honest, I think I've probably seen a few. But not too long ago, about 2 years ago, I remember I was out at a friend's house, Fort Collins, Colorado, and there was a James Bond marathon on, and we had to watch like four of them in a row. So I saw like a bunch of Daniel Craig, is that his name? Daniel Craig, James Bond movies that I missed. So I've caught up, but I'm with you completely on the idea, never have I ever seen a James Bond movie. Let's go to Joe. Joe, give us a never have I ever.
Never been to Michigan. Lived in Illinois for about 30 years, and I've never been to Michigan.
That's crazy. Because it's not that far. It's like 20, I mean, really, from the south side of Chicago, it's what, like 25 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's just a short swim across the lake.
Joe, I feel like next time I go visit I've got family up in St. Joe's area, I'll take you with me because it's
all right.
Because I gotta say, man, I had not done a lot of the sort of trip up the Michigan coastline on the Lake Michigan side, and I did it not too long ago for my cousin's wedding. I was like, what is this? It was like California. It was amazing. It blows your mind that it's the only place in the Midwest where there's terrain like that. It's really cool.
My wife and I have been planning a trip going up the coast of Michigan for two or three years now. We just haven't been able to get away to do it.
Do it this week.
We are absolutely dying to.
Go to Traverse City.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Definitely.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
I think last year, maybe around Memorial Day or one of the holidays, we had a debate. What do we like more, Michigan or Wisconsin? I think last year, you may have been a Wisconsin person. Are you changing over to
I love Wisconsin. I mean, there's nothing about it. But I do have a never have I ever. Here's a good one for you. Never have I ever been to Door County. So as Joe tells us about never been to Michigan, I have not been to Door County. I've been to areas around it. I mean, going up north past Door County, like when you're going to almost like Lake Superior type stuff. But I've never been to Door County. And I've been looking into it like, well, this would be a fun thing to do, like to go up there. And it's just so intimidating. It's intimidating because it's like the Cape Cod of the Midwest. And you're like, well, I probably needed to book this like 2.5 years ago. You know what I mean? Like get that vibe.
I'm sure.
And then what else are you going to go? I'm not going to go up there in November. Right?
We go to a place in Michigan every February.
Okay.
Because it's cheap skiing, and nobody else is. Yeah, it's nice to get away.
Right.
And you know, yeah, the room that we stay in is like $120, and then we try to get to the same room now, it's like $425. So sure, we're on Lake Michigan in February, but
when I went up the highway on all the way up to, I forgot what town he got married in, my cousin, but it was way up there, and we went all the way up the coast. It was amazing. I really, really dug the Michigan side. And the Wisconsin side too, because we had what's his name, Rich Cohen, on talking about his piece in the New York Times about doing that trip around Lake Michigan.
And
he talked about both sides, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan.
And now you have the fascination with the Manitowoc, where the murder was, making a murder.
Oh yeah, you go up there.
Yeah, check it out.
Good. We went up to, I had to ask my dad where we went as a kid. It wasn't Door County, but it was a lake. And I'll have to look it up, but it had muskie. Like, it was one of those, like,
it was Eagle just, River?
Eagle River, isn't Eagle River where they do shotgun eddies in the river rafting?
I just remember, like, a family that, like, I grew up with. They went fishing to Eagle River, and, like, every shirt the dad had was about a muskie. Catching muskie.
There's a river, and I forgot the name of it. Someone will probably tell us, but it might be Eagle River that they do whitewater rafting on it. And you go to Shotgun Eddies, and that's where you get the raft and everything and get in the – I've done that. And I've gone – I can't remember the other town, but it was on a lake, and I just remember that my mom was – we were fishing in a boat, and it kept getting snagged at the bottom, you know, and it was just weeds and stuff. And my we were in this little boat, and my mom was – fishing rod went again, and my dad goes, "You might have something." And this huge northern pike jumps out of the water like it was river monsters. It was awesome. Huge ass teeth, whole bit, man. Like, I was like freaked out, and we were just like in a little boat with a little motor, and we had to take that thing back, you know, because it was, I guess that's what you do, you take it back and eat it. And but it was a total experience. I looked at that fish for like the whole time we were there, for like the 3 days. I just stared on the pier at this fish that was in a net. Not good. 312-981-7200. 847 says, "I've never used an ATM." Wow. He's still going to the teller. Hey, that's good, though. You're kind of like Donald Trump. You're keeping an industry alive. You know, the bank teller industry is alive thanks to you not using an ATM. 331 says, "Never have I ever seen an ocean." Woo, my mother-in-law had the same thing, and then that was remedied. We went to California. 872 says, "Never have I ever dressed up in cosplay." Yeah, I don't think there's probably a lot of us out there that haven't done that. 319 says, "Never have I ever gone to an amusement park." You know, that's a tough one, because that's an experience that you should see in your lifetime and then not go back. Right? Like, I feel like that's like, it's so funny. Like, I've never been to Great America. Well, imagine a roller coaster that defies gravity for 30 seconds. And imagine you got to wait in line for like 2 hours to experience it. And then imagine Bugs Bunny in cosplay is around there handing out flyers or something like that. I just nailed it. That's Great America. And there's like $6 slices of pizza and Johnny Rockets. Right? Nailed it. All right. We're playing I Never. Never have I ever. 312-981-7200. The lines are jacked, I'm sure, all to tell me about what I'm not remembering about Wisconsin and Michigan. But we'll get back to Never Have I Ever here on The Download. Stay with us. Playing I Never. Never have I ever. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what have you never done, Eric?
Hi, I've never have I ever seen an episode of Friends or Seinfeld.
Ooh, missed the must-see TV, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
Why? While everybody in your life was going, "You've got to see Friends," what were you doing to avoid it?
Just being a rebel and just doing other things not around TV. I mean, I might have heard of it, but yeah. I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I was the contrarian in the room whenever all of my college friends would be like, "Friends is the greatest. Ross and Rachel." I'd be like, this show. But Seinfeld, that's a great show. You should watch Seinfeld. If you're interested in television at all, those episodes, which are on all the time, they still hold up. They're really, really good.
there's nothing worse than, you know, coming home and it's like 11 o'clock and all you want is a Seinfeld on like the U and you get a King of Queens. You know, like what, like that you look at, you're looking for that old, you know, you don't want to go through, you know, like Netflix or DVD, you know, you just want it to be on like the U or WPWR. And then you look and there's, you know, the David Spade show with Putty, you know, it's like,
I love how you, the pessimistic, you're like, nothing ever works. All I wanted was a Seinfeld. Those aren't on demand either. Those are hard to find. 708 says, I second. I can never understand why anyone laughs so hard at Seinfeld or Friends. Okay, I'm going to, I'm with you on half of that equation. They are not the same show. Friends and Seinfeld may have been up, were they on the same night? Thursday nights?
Yeah.
They're nothing alike. They're nothing like each other. I mean, maybe you didn't watch Thursday nights, but to say Friends and Seinfeld in the same category, they're not.
No, different shows.
They're very different. Friends was a sitcom with, you know, laugh tracks, and they had laugh track on Seinfeld as well, but Seinfeld did something that was entirely new for the time and what they were doing, so I would say no.
I was the same way, though, with, like, I didn't hate it. I just, like, watching, I'm like, you watch Seinfeld and you're like, this show is just, the quality is just so much better. But then I remember like listening to Howard Stern one morning and he was talking about how great Friends was. And I'm like, let me try it. And then I don't know, like something clicked where it just hooked me. And now,
I mean, we've had David Schwimmer on and, you know, there are some great comedy happening in Friends, definitely. But I don't know, man, that's a danger of its own hype. There's so much hype around that. Seinfeld had hype too, but Larry David came through.
Every Thanksgiving, you know, those Friends were known for doing a Thanksgiving episode every year, and now I will have to watch 10 Thanksgiving episodes of Friends every on Thanksgiving or the Wednesday before, and it drives my family crazy.
630 says, never have I ever owned an automatic transmission since my first car in 1972. Where'd it go? I lost it, darn it. Hold on. A 1972 Chevy Vega. Ooh. It was a Vega. That's before my time. They say they only bought that for $400 when they got their first post-college job. Gave it away after 4 months. 262 says, never have I ever filled my gas tank. Wow. That's a strategy. That's not about poverty. That's strategy. I mean, they're like a half here, going a little three quarters here, turn it around. I mean, how do you never fill your gas tank?
Or do they personally do not get out of the car? Do they still have full service? Go to full service?
Oh, maybe it's more about the labor of doing it. 630 says, never have I ever used the outdoor grill. I'm a 53-year-old female. No interest in starting now, but I love when my husband barbecues. All right, that makes sense. 630 says, I've lived in Chicago for all 23 years of my life. But never have I ever been to a Hawks game, Bulls game, Bears game. Been to a Cubs and Sox, though. Those are three things you should do.
Uh-huh.
And they're easy to do. The United Center is a nice place. It's very easy to get in and out of there. Soldier Field, a little bit tougher. Those games, I mean, I think the NFL experience on a Sunday with kind of moseying in like a herd of fans. You know, and you hear the bucket boys in the back, and it's cold, and you get close to the door, and you got to go through. There's something very unique about that experience. And then the ultimate disappointment of being a fan and then being like, what? Oh, come on! I even saw that linebacker! And then you have to walk like 6 miles back to get to civilization when you're done with that game. That's the experience of watching a Bears game. There's beer, too. 224 says, Door County is very yuppie. Lovely to look at, but you might as well be in the North Shore of Chicago.
All right. Somebody called and said, was it Hayward, Wisconsin that you were? It was like, it's the musky capital of the...
Oh, really? All I remember about it, and I'll find out, that doesn't sound right. It was, is Boulder Junction? Is that a Wisconsin? I feel like that would be the right town. You would go downtown, like to downtown to the actual main street. There was only one street, and they would have coolers of the Ketch, so you would go outside the main general store, and there would be a cooler with like a huge muskie in it with a, like a tape measured on how long it was and things like that, so like that was part of the experience. I don't know. This Boulder Junction sounds right. Let's go to Joy. Joy, how you doing, Joy?
Hey, I'm well. Thank you. Okay. Never have I ever had a singing telegram done to me.
Ooh, I mean, neither. What is that?
I've done many for people. I've never had one. Never, ever have I met you in person, just on the radio.
Right.
So, and I figured out where you went as a kid.
Where?
You went sailing on Lake Winnipesaukee. What
good.
About Bob?
Yeah, right. I got it. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
that's
I was
good,
thinking
Joy.
It sounded like that part. Take care.
Good. Thank you. So you're setting that up. That's good. Never have I ever had bull testicles, which are very popular in Texas. I've never had Rocky Mountain oysters as well. 815, never have I ever been on a snowmobile. That's a good one. I feel like I have been on a snowmobile, but because I grew up in Wonder Lake, but it's not something I've done in decades. So there's that. Okay. Jim's got Wisconsin info. Jim, what do you got for me, Jim?
Hey, Justin, you were right. It's
Boulder Junction. Yeah, right.
And the store is called the Northern Highlands. It's got everything. Your fishing tackle.
Yeah, and it's got the coolers out in front, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, it's actually along the side, but yeah, and then whatever people caught in the lakes in the area, they get to bring them in there.
That's so great. And I remember
and Hayward.
Go ahead. What's Hayward?
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, Hayward is the that's the big fish that you walk up and you can go into. They charge you like, you know, $10 to go into this fish and take a picture.
Oh, okay.
It's a huge fish. That's what I thought you were talking about at first.
You know, I do remember, I think it was a restaurant or a bar that in the back they had a crazy museum that had like a bunch of taxidermy, like a bunch of like a bear and then a cougar and all this kind of stuff, and it was in the back of a restaurant and on the way or in that town, Boulder Junction.
Yeah, there's I don't remember one in there, but there's a couple of those smaller lakes have restaurants like that, and yeah, you walk in, and my wife's niece just went crazy. She walked in, and she turned around and walked right out because she's this big PETA person,
right.
You know, and all these animals on the wall.
Right. Jim, how far is Boulder Junction from Chicago?
Well, it's 300 miles from Milwaukee to Boulder Junction.
Okay.
So add another. I had a wedding in downtown Chicago on Michigan, and we drove up to Phillips, Wisconsin, which is farther northwest, and that was 700 miles. So that's what you're probably looking about not 700 miles. Sorry, Justin. 300 plus 200, 7 hours. That's what I was getting at.
Right.
Yeah. So it's about 500 miles.
All right.
And it's about 7 hours.
That's about right. All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the info.
Hey, enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy. I love that. Carla, you got an update for me, too. What did I get wrong?
Hi. No, you didn't get anything wrong. Your Shotgun Eddies?
Yeah, right. Shotgun Eddies.
That's on Wolf River.
Wolf River, right. That's the best.
And,
that's the best.
We actually took our son, who is now 44 years old, when he was three years old, and took that raft.
Wow.
I recognize some of the pictures. I looked. We did fine. We were all scared. He was probably, I don't know, he thought he was going to die, of course. He's 3 years old, and he's telling him we're going to die. But it was really fun, and that is a great
If I remember correctly, and I might do it this summer, go back up there. Because I have a 9-year-old son, I think he would like it. But there were two. There was like a shorter one that you could do, and then there was a longer one that ended with the big waterfall. That was like the huge waterfall you go over and you would crash, essentially. So there's like one that was like a shorter,
like
a 3-hour or 6-hour trip kind of thing.
I'm not sure, but I know that if you went around a turn, all of a sudden, and then you went down. That was the scary part.
Yeah, right.
But it was pretty low water when we went. I know people who have gone when it's been high water. I mean, it can be scary.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll see what the water level is. All right, Carla. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me about that.
We love Wisconsin too.
good.
We're
good
from
enough.
Rockford. We're from
All
Rockford.
Right. Good. Thanks, Carla. Appreciate that. All right. We're playing I Never, and also correcting me on my Wisconsin memories, my childhood memories, or at least give me great info. Both of them giving me great info. It's stuff that I didn't remember. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Rob's news. Then we'll come back to the second half of I Never. Got a ton of people on the line. 312-981-7200. I also got some great texts. We'll get to it. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever tonight on Download. Here on 720 WGN, I'm Justin Kaufman. The best part, as I mentioned, I've never been to Door County, and you forget about the reach of WGN. You know, you sit down here in Michigan Avenue studio and getting texts in from people all around that area. A restaurant, this is the restaurant in Sister Bay where goats eat grass on the roof. Your son would love it. Right? And someone else was saying, named all the places you can go in Door County.
Let's do it. I'll tag along with your family.
Hey, I love it. Let's do a remote. Let's do a week up there.
Yes.
Right? Wouldn't that be great? Like August? I would do it in a heartbeat. We do like fish boils and interview the goats up on who eat the grass. All sorts of stuff we could do. I hope that I would like that as I think about the future of the Download. I definitely would like to do that, like remotes where we're in places that are in our listening area that we could do like more than one show, you know, like not just a Hometown Voices, which I love, but do like three or four in a row. And then the second would be to broadcast live at 16-inch softball games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the rec league, you know, and just be the show that always every Tuesday is out at the, you know, at the Grant Park Diamonds.
I love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I want to do it where we're actually in the game. Like, oh, Pete, take the mic. I gotta go bat. 734 says, never have I ever had a bite of fish or seafood. Wow. You're missing out. It's good stuff. There's probably an allergy involved in that, I would assume. 630 says, never have I ever been more stressed out than when my mother invited my eighth grade teacher, a Catholic nun, to Sunday brunch at our house. Very specific. I found out a week before and completely panicked.
I remember I went to Catholic school, and the priest for the church was a family friend. So he'd be off into dinner and what have you. So, he'd be out to dinner like on a Thursday, and then Friday you had to go to confession to him.
Ah. You're like, I didn't eat all my broccoli.
Father Dan.
Hey, Father Dan.
I was bad to my parents.
Don't tell them. 773 says, never have I ever been camping. Not missing anything. I'm like, 708, another never have I used an ATM. Wow. 727 says, yes, shotgun eddies and Peshtigo River for rafting. I'm saying we could do two shows at Shotgun Eddies and then finish out three shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Door County, Wisconsin kind of thing, yeah. Get the house on the rock. Is that in Wisconsin? That too. Go to Janesville, hang out with Paul Ryan. We'll do that to start. Then we'll head over. I'm a 49-year-old male. This is 262. 49-year-old male. I never have I ever had bourbon or seen a Harry Potter movie.
You're trying both at the same time.
That sounds like a Friday night to me. 630. Never have I ever had an egg. I've never had fish. I've never had mayonnaise for sure. I've never had mashed potatoes or baked potato. I've never had skim milk. And I've never had yogurt.
God, what's this guy eat? Glass?
He didn't put that on there, so I think so. It's like, I've had tons of glass. I love glass.
Wow.
Art. Wow. I'm not missing anything. There you go. 847, Door County is so awesome, beautiful, so much to see. Fish bowls, Washington Island, Fish Creek, Egg Harbor, Sister Bay, Bailey's Harbor, which is a GN advertiser. I've been there at least five times. There you go, see? Never, this is Aaron, 630, never have I ever played Monopoly. Wow.
Well, that's a great one.
That's a great one. Gosh, man, that I remember one time I had a total prescient future look at how government was going to work in 2017 from a game of Monopoly I played with my mom, my grandma, my dad when I was in the 80s. I think it was the 89 season that the Cubs were going to – I remember this. And we got to the point of Monopoly where you have to barter and trade, you know, where you go, okay, I'll give you this one for this one. And my mom – and it's classic. It made my dad so mad. My mom was like, you know what? If we can't get what we want, we'll just hang tight. We're not going to barter. We're fine where we're at.
Shutting it down?
Shut the whole game down. And my dad's like, "That you can't. The game can't move forward if you don't trade." And she's like, "We're fine. We just won't trade." And I was like, at the time, my dad just couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, now it's 2017. I'm like, wow, that's Springfield.
Yeah.
They're doing what my mom and grandma as a team were doing to my dad in Monopoly back in 1989. Like, the game, you have to, you know, because they, you know, like, my dad had two purples and... maybe she had some greens.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, they just couldn't figure it out what was a good trade. And they just decided, no, we're not going to. So the game kind of was boring from that point. You know, like, you can't build hotels. You can't do anything. And my dad always to this day, he even talks about, he's like, that's the whole point of the game. If you don't do that, that's the, there's no game. It was a classic John Boehner. We call it a Boehner moment 20 years before Boehner. 30 years. Jeez. There you go. I like that one, though. Someone said, cruising up Bayshore Drive right now, 630.
Yeah.
Yes. See? That's what I'm saying. 949 says, the reach of WGN is amazing. I always listen from Southern California online. Well, yeah. You can do online anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the reach of the actual AM tower. Never have I ever dived off a diving board.
Oh. Now, what about jump? You know, diving is different.
Right.
Because I could jump off a diving board, but yeah, would you want to, like, really leap and dive? It's dangerous.
Right. There's a lot of Door County. Never have I ever Door Counties. 262, never have ever made it to Washington Island in Door County. I've been on the ferry to go there one January day, only to find it didn't make a return trip till the next day. So they had to turn the ferry around and made us jump off. Seven seven three says, never have I ever smelled my own feet. That's just weird.
Do people do that?
Yeah. What is that? What are you like? I'm trying to figure out. It's another one that you have to interpret. So does that mean that you don't have smelly feet? That's okay. Or is it the action of pulling your feet up to your nose and trying to smell it like, I'd never done that.
There was a kid like I went to grammar school with that he would bite his toenails. I remember that being a thing.
His feet toenails?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Or there's hand toenails.
Like, you know, Indian style. Can you say that? Is that a thing that you can say anymore?
You can't say it anymore. Yeah. You have to say Native American style.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bring a leg up.
224. Never have I ever mowed a lawn. What? Also, King of Queens is a good show.
I wasn't saying it was a bad show. I like King of Queens. You know, the Doug Heffernan, he's good. But when you want a Seinfeld, you want a Seinfeld. Kevin James isn't going
to
do it.
Which one do you like better? I mean, right now, I'm willing to... We're not done yet. We still have a couple minutes. But never have I ever mowed a lawn, or never have I ever played Monopoly. Those are tough, man. This is as tough as Master of None or Atlanta.
I'm going to say Monopoly, only because if, like, maybe you grew up in the city in an apartment or something, right. So you never had...
Anyone has access to Monopoly, right?
Yeah. It seemed like as a kid growing up, as a rite of passage, you know, board games.
Imagine that feeling of mowing a lawn for the first time. Like, if they're, like, in their 40s or 50s, and they're like, this is what it's like? They missed that, like, I remember we had a yard, and so from when I was 12 years old... I had to mow the lawn, and it was terrible, and I did a terrible job.
Right, that's what my father would say. Never have I mowed a lawn successfully. The lines weren't straight. Right. You'd have to redo it.
At a certain point, I just, you know, you'd somehow in my system, I would miss like a whole swath of the yard. He's like, you didn't even hit that part. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't go around. Oh. All right, 312-981-7200. Keep them coming, but those are the front runners right now. It's Monopoly or Mow a Lawn.
Never know.
playing Never Have I Ever tonight, 312-981-7200. Here on the download, Justin Kaufman. 847 says, never have I ever seen a Star Wars movie. That seems to be a very consistent never have I ever. And I guess it's the same concept as never have I ever seen Friends or never have I ever seen Seinfeld. You get to a certain point where you're like, everybody, like, you realize that not everybody watches the same television or watches the same movies, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I was thinking in my head, I'm like, never have I ever seen an episode of Dallas. Just not a thing, man. Just missed it.
The reboot?
The old one. You know, I was too young for it, and it really wasn't a thing. And then when it got nostalgic, I didn't care who shot JR. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even the best shows get, what, a 10 share? You know, which is 10% of the market. So it's like, there's a lot of people that miss even some of the most iconic shows of our time.
Yeah, I mean, like your dad, I'm sure, is like, oh, you never seen Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
You know? Right. I mean, no.
No. Right, if you're not part of the demo that's going for, right. Never have I ever, this is 402, never have I ever smoked a puff of anything. Neither has my husband. That's good. A lot of bad things that can happen to your lungs. So you're in the clear. 847 says, never have I seen Game of Thrones. See, it's the same concept where you're like, I'm kind of with you. I think I mentioned this last week that I feel like I have seen it because I remember we tried to start it and I watched the first three episodes and then was like, I just don't have the time for it. And so whenever I catch up, like there'll be Game of Thrones will be on and I'll be like, oh, and I'll start watching it. I'm like, I wonder if I can figure this show out from the first three episodes of memory. And I can't. Like, I'm like, oh, that guy, that guy. From The Wire. He's still on it. 312 says, 47 years old. Never have I ever rode a horse, milked a cow, or chewed tobacco. 224 says, never have I gone skiing or snowboarding. I haven't gone snowboarding. I feel like I missed that. 847, never have I failed a class in grade school, high school, or college. Oh. I don't think I failed a class. I feel like I failed like a quarter. There were a couple of algebra classes where it was more of an like we needed an attitude adjustment, not adjustment.
I may have been headed that way in college, and then I like, you know, I'll drop this one before.
Yeah, that's also the way out. Yeah, I'm just going to get rid of this class. Not for me. The worst grade I ever had in college was a math. I went to Columbia College Art School. But you had to take math for the prereq, and there was a math class for artists that was a joke, and everybody in there the joke kept being like, math is not my thing. That was including the teacher. And then I got the grade back, and I think in the second or fourth week or whatever, and it was like, you are at your progress right now, you have a D. And I'm like, how am I getting a D in remedial art algebra? Like, and I turned it around. I'm like, stop joking. Because I was just, like, doing bits. There might have been a girl in the class that, you know, I was into. I was just like, oh, who cares? Who needs this? I'll do some jokes during the test. And then I get a D. I'm like, all right, I'm paying for this. I need to pay attention to this. Never have I hitchhiked, 708. I don't think I've ever hitchhiked. That's a generational thing. I don't feel like I've ever stuck my thumb out. I mean, there's definitely been times that I've grabbed rides.
I don't think on, you know, the highway, I wasn't on, you know, 57, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I think in my neighborhood, like my suburban neighborhood, I think I've tried, like when I was a kid.
I remember one time, just a couple years ago, I was accidentally on Michigan Avenue when Lollapalooza got out. And this guy, the Australian couple, comes up to my car and goes, are you by chance heading north? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, are you going to go by the Westin? And I'm like, I think so. Yeah, hop in. You know, so we got up there. And what I really found funny is that I drove him, got him out of the crowd, you know, before the crowd kind of took over Michigan Avenue, got him to where they were going to get the Westin. And they're like, we really want to give you money. And I'm like, don't worry about it. And they're like, oh, no, here. And they hand me it was $2.50. Like, the guy actually had coins. Like, that's what he was going to get in a cab with. And that's what he gave me. It was $2.50. So I kind of got mad at that, where I was like, if you're going to give me money, you got to overpay for that.
Yeah, at least a 10.
What, you're getting in a stranger's CRV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Move the kid seat.
You picked him up, huh?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, it was kind of fun.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's kids. You never know. All right. 312-981-7200. All right. We got to cut it because Patty's coming up here. So we're going to give away a Lou Malnati's pizza. And I'll go with you, Pete. I'll go with you. Never have I ever played Monopoly. It's going to get the winner tonight. I agree. I think that Mow a Lawn is also intriguing. But the idea that you've never played Monopoly, not once. I haven't even tried it.
More of a Sorry fan or just no board games?
Maybe just not a board game person. Maybe they're a really young listener. Like maybe they're 11. And they're like, I don't have Monopoly on my iPad. It's possible that could be it. All right, so we'll give the Lou Malnati's pizza, the gift certificate, to the winner of Never Have I Ever tonight. Never Have I Ever Played Monopoly. I love this segment. We're going to do it again next week.